Hi there, it's Cheryl McDonald and welcome to the Yoga Bellies Express podcast for women on the go. So today our podcast is going to be about the new moon. Now, if you know anything about me and anything about Yoga Bellies, you know that the moon plays a big part in our lives and the lives of all women who practice Yoga Bellies. So if you practice yoga or you're a yoga teacher, then you may be wondering why on earth would the moon phases, or the Wheel of Life celebrations have anything to do with your practice. But I want you to consider this. There's a natural cycle of life, okay? We move from beginning, sustaining, towards letting go. Now, that's everything in life. But by attuning to the natural rhythms, the natural cycles of life, what we're actually doing is we're attempting to tap into the intelligence from which that cycle originates. So if you just let that sink in for a moment, we're just tuning in to what nature intended. The rhythms and cycles of nature can teach us about the different things, you know, how they're interconnected and how to align with this natural flow. So, you know, how can you do this? How can you bring this into your life and your yoga practice? So let's say that you are interested in aligning with these natural events, but you've no idea where to start, okay? So there's a few ways you could engage. You could start with some simple awareness of the lunar cycles, of the seasons, of your menstrual cycle, okay? And you know I'm always banging on about this, but being aware of where you are in your cycles. So if you are in the menstrual period of your life, you know, what stage of the month are you at? Are you ovulating? Are you menstruating? Are you somewhere in between? Where are you in your personal cycle? And work from there. Figure out what's going on in your personal season and cycle and what's going on in the outside world, so with the lunar cycle and with the seasons of the year. Now, as I said, you can simply become aware of this natural phenomenon. You might begin to make observations and associate the energy of that phase. So we're going to be talking about the new moon today and the energy of the new moon. So let's start there, guys, okay? And then you can go a little deeper by educating yourself on any related themes and practices designed to align with that energy. All right. So you might experiment with practices in your own practice, or you may be attending, for example, Yoga Bellies Luna classes, where they are incorporating those themes into your yoga practice. You might also be inspired to incorporate a particular element into your class plan or your practice. So, for example, you may finish your personal practice by reading a new moon themed poem, or by doing a new moon related breathing practice such as Nadi Shodhana, or a mantra related to the new moon, for example. And you know, you can fully align with the energies of the phase. Now, as I said, you can do that by attending a class that does all that for you, or you can bring it into your own personal practice. All right. So the new moon, let's move on to the new moon. So when is the best time to view the new moon? Okay, so the new moon rises at sunrise and sets at sunset, obviously, all right? So a little bit about the new moon. Let's start with some astronomy basics. Now, the new moon itself begins the lunar cycle, okay? So if you're aligning your menstrual cycle with the lunar cycle, then the new moon would be the time when you would bleed, traditionally, all right? Don't panic if you're not, but this is traditionally when, before we had streetlights, when women all lived together and they congregated in moon lodges and red tents, this is when we would all bleed during the new moon, okay? Now, there are 8 phases to the moon. There is the new moon, followed by the waxing crescent, then the first quarter, waxing gibbous, full waning gibbous, third quarter, and then the waning crescent, all right? But as I said, today we're going to focus on the new moon. Now, the new moon, as it is at 0% illumination because it's lighted half and it's entirely facing away from the Earth. So that's why we see it, or we don't see it like that, should I say. Now, astrologically, the time of the new moon is generally associated with new beginnings. It's the start of a new menstrual cycle, is the start of a new lunar cycle, and it's often considered a time for ritual, okay? So to create a vision, to set yourself sacred intentions, time to start manifesting what you really want from life, okay? So we're thinking about possibilities. What can we achieve this month? You know, what's coming forward on a personal level? We are feeling, we might be feeling more introverted, time for reflection. We may not be very sociable. We may not want to be round about people. And if we are menstruating, it's definitely a time for resting and just tune into that chilled energy of the new moon and allow yourself to rest. You know, take that practice down a notch, and same for daily life. Make time for the bubble bath. Make time for self-care. Make time to meditate instead of that crazy Ashtanga practice. But it is about, you know, respecting where you are in your cycle at that time. Now, so keeping in theme with the new moon and the fact that it's a time for ritual, consider making a new moon altar. So you may have seen my full moon altar on Yoga Bellies TV and our YouTube channel. I'll do a new moon one too. But basically, you could have, you know, you could consider lighting a candle, having various things that are representing what you want this month on your new moon altars, okay? So the main thing about creating an altar at any time of the month is that it's authentic, and the things on that altar are, you know, they are important to you and that they have significance. So we're not just sticking things on there because they look yogic, inverted commas, but we're putting them there because they mean something to us and what, how we want to, you know, what we want to manifest, those intentions that we want to set for the coming month, all right? And again, in the new moon, during the time of the new moon, it can be a time of silence and introversion. So allow yourself to take a pause, allow yourself to go inward and, you know, use that time to think about what it is you want, to set your sankalpa, your intention, to think about visions of what you want to achieve in the next month and in the next year. What are your intentions? Even set yourself some affirmations as well. And, you know, focus on what we're creating as opposed to what we want to change or, you know, what we're scared of. What is it? Be positive in your intentions. What is it we want to do? How can we manifest things going forward? So let's talk about new moon practices now, okay? So a couple of things that you want to consider about incorporating the new moon into your yoga practice. So when we're thinking about the chakras, the Anya chakra is very relevant during the period of the new moon. So this is the third eye chakra, okay? And the reason for this is that the Anya chakra represents vision and possibilities, all right? The sixth chakra is associated with insight, wisdom, vision, self-awareness and dreams. So I'm sure you can see how that's very relevant to everything that we've been talking about with regards to the new moon themes, all right? As I said, it's also called the third eye, all right? And the sixth chakra is said to shift our perspective of daily situations and to bring up a profound insight and vision into our life. And that's exactly the kind of energy that we want to be harnessing at this time, during the time of the new moon. It also helps if you are struggling with issues associated with any weaknesses or imbalances in this area. So, for example, if you're having problems figuring out exactly what it is you want from life, or, you know, you're having problems visualizing it, you know something's not right, but you don't know what it is, you don't know what the hell it is you actually want from your life. So this is a really good time. Now, in the next podcast, I'm actually going to take you through a short audio Anya chakra practice, which is perfect for the new moon. So be sure to give that a listen to, all right? Another thing you can try is a lovely pranayama practice, Yoga Bellies Balancing Breath, which is a female variation of Nadi Shodhana, okay? And so according to yoga's subtle body anatomy, the Ida and Pingala Nadis, this is the energy pathways that run between the chakras, the end in Anya chakra or the third eye chakra, all right? And balancing breath or alternate nostril breathing actually stimulates both sides of the brain. And it's said to support the third eye chakra and to be a very powerful and effective method of balancing your Ida and Pingali nadis. All right. And we want to do that right now because the end in the Ajna chakra, the full moon energy, is all about the third eye chakra, about finding that balance, about harnessing that vision, and, you know, retreating into ourselves, embracing that wisdom. So that's just a couple of themes. So your Ajna chakra and your balancing breath, you can find a video on Yoga Bellies TV as well on how to practice balancing breath along with myself if you want to check that out. And as I said, we're going to have the Ajna chakra practice in an audio version on this podcast. So I hope this has been very informative for you. I hope you have a beautiful and bountiful new moon and that you have fantastic visions for the month going forward. And everything is well with you. If you want to find out more, you can check out Yoga Bellies TV on YouTube or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Yoga Bellies. Namaste.